This is MSO News Sports, and it's time for our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Hello, Andy. Welcome.
Oh, happy to be back, Bill. How's everything going?
Everything's going fine. Red Sox coming off a split with the Braves this week, and so let's get us caught up right away on what happened last night.
Well, big news last night. The Sox wrapped up the five-game road trip, beating the Braves 5-2. Closer Kenley Jansen became the seventh player in Major League Baseball history to record 400 saves. Tristan Casas also hit a key home run in this game for the Red Sox. The Sox return to Fenway tomorrow night. They begin a five-game homestand with a first of three against the Cardinals. Red Sox now 22-16 on the season. That's tied for third place in the AL East, seven games behind the Rays.
Hey, Andy, refresh my memory here. How did we acquire Jansen?
He was a free agent signing in the offseason. He pitched for the Braves actually last year.
All right, here we go. All right, so take us back. Since we last talked, it's been a while. What's happened with this team?
Well, we'll start things off last Friday. The Red Sox beat the Phillies 5-3. Chris Sale allowing three runs in six innings, striking out 10 for his third win of the season. The game was delayed a little over 10 minutes right before the game, and a Phillies fan fell into the Red Sox bullpen after falling over a railing as he was reaching for a ball that was tossed to him. The fan was conscious when being carted off the field. On Saturday, the Sox beat the Phillies 7-4. Rafael Devers, three hits, a couple RBIs. Before the game, Sox pitcher Cutter Crawford and Phillies pitcher Matt Strom, who pitched for the Sox last year, had a standoff on the field after the national anthem. The umpires didn't care for it. They were both ejected. Sunday, the Phillies snapped the Red Sox six-game winning streak with a 6-1 win. The Red Sox had Monday off, headed to Atlanta on Tuesday, and they lost to the Braves then at 9-3 as Masataka Yoshida's 16-game hitting streak came to an end. And since we last spoke on Thursday, April 27th, the Sox did go 6-1 between the 27th and May the 4th. We'll just recap those games quickly. On Friday, the Sox lost 5-2 to the Guardians, and then the winning streak got underway on Saturday. They won 8-7 over the Guardians on an Alex Verdugo walk-off single. Sunday, the Sox won 7-1 against the Guardians. Monday, the Sox beat the Blue Jays 6-5 on a walk-off home run by Alex Verdugo. On Tuesday, Connor Wong went 4-for-4, a couple home runs. Sox beat the Blue Jays 7-6. On Wednesday, Sox make it five wins in a row, beating the Blue Jays 8-3. Tristan Casas, three hits, drove in a couple. And on Thursday, the winning streak got up to the six games after a four-game sweep of the Jays, 11-5 win. Rafael Devers and Masataka Yoshida both hitting home runs.
Well, there's nothing like a winning streak to get you feeling better about the team, plus seeing Chris Sale pitch a lot better. But what you mentioned earlier about the standoff, what you learn is if you're going to get in a standoff with another player on another team, make sure you're not in the lineup. And that's what benefited the Red Sox right that night, yeah.
Well, it certainly did, and Crawford's on the injured list, so it didn't bother him whatsoever. But for Strom, he was obviously unavailable out of the Phillies bullpen that day, so I'm sure his manager wasn't too thrilled. But something a little different to see on a baseball field to start a game.
Yeah. Now you get your regular roster for your major league players, and then you have your standoff man stepping in. There you go. All right, Andy. Player notes here. What do we got?
Well, Masataka Yoshida was named the American League Player of the Week for last week. He batted .480 with two home runs, and he drove in eight.
All right. And
updating some injury news for the Red Sox. Garrett Whitlock placed on the 15-day IL with an elbow issue. Cutter Crawford, as I mentioned, was sent to the IL with an arm issue as well. Infielder Christian Arroyo placed on the 10-day injured list with a hamstring strain.
All right, so the Red Sox are off today. So what do we got this afternoon on Nesson Plus?
Well, this is a good one. It's a game from May 11th of 1994. Get the popcorn ready. First pitch at 1 o'clock. Mo Vaughn and Mike Greenwell hit home runs. The Red Sox beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-1 at Fenway.
I remember Mo Vaughn and Mike Greenwell, absolutely.
The good old days, as they say.
That's right, yeah. Okay, so now let's turn to Major League Baseball news and notes, and you always have some great stuff for us, so what do you have for us now?
Well, back on Wednesday, April 26th, Pirates third baseman 33-year-old Drew Maggi made his Major League debut after 13 years and over 1,500 games in the minors. He did strike out as a pinch hitter, but received a standing ovation from the Pittsburgh fans before and after the at-bat. Then he went on to get his first career hit on Saturday, April the 29th. Phillies outfielder Bryce Harper returned from Tommy John surgery on Tuesday, May 2nd, becoming the fastest player to return from that procedure. He did it in just 160 days. Royals pitcher Ryan Yarbrough placed on the 15-day injured list with multiple head fractures after being hit in the face with a 106-mile-per-hour line drive over the weekend. That was a scary situation.
Oh, man. Yeah, wouldn't it be great to have a Bryce Harper on the team? Oh, man.
Yeah, we have players like that at one time, but they seem to just kind of walk away.
Okay. All right, Mookie Betts is in the news?
Yeah, well, speaking of players like Bryce Harper, former Red Sox outfielder Mookie Betts, who's now with the Dodgers, of course, didn't stay at the same hotel as his teammates during this week's trip to Milwaukee. Betts refuses to stay in the 130-year-old Pfister Hotel because it's reportedly haunted. Betts and some friends stayed at an Airbnb.
Wow, that's funny, huh?
I have heard of the stories about potential ghosts at that hotel, but haven't heard of players not staying there and going someplace else. So that was something interesting to hear, that's for sure.
Well, maybe Betts has seen some ghosts before and knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he could very well have. Who knows?
I mean, let's not mock him or anything like that. That's for sure. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. All right, Yankees in the news.
Yeah, former Yankees manager Joe Torre was among those being honored as the U.S. Navy commissioned the USS Cooperstown, the combat ship named after the community in New York, of course, where the Baseball Hall of Fame is located. There were 70 former Major League Baseball players who served in the military during wartime that were honored on Saturday in New York City during the commissioning. They included Joe DiMaggio, Joe Torre, Johnny Bench. The ship's motto is America's Away Team.
There you go. I like that. All right.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Joe DiMaggio's still around, too. That's good to know, too. Yeah. All right. Other news from MLB?
Well, Dodgers and Padres are going to open up the 2024 season with a pair of games in South Korea. It'll be the first time in history that a Major League game will be played in South Korea. It will mark the eighth time since 1999 that Major League Baseball has played its first regular season games outside the United States or Canada. The teams are likely to play early enough to return to the United States and get settled before the rest of their season gets underway.
And I know you have a name of a catcher that I remember from many years ago. He is a catcher, right? Yeah.
Actually, it was a shortstop.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm thinking of somebody else. Okay,
sorry for a loop there for a second.
Yeah.
Former Pirates legend passed away recently. Dick Groat died on April 27th due to complications from a stroke. The two-sport athlete played baseball and basketball at Duke. He signed with the Pirates along with the NBA's Fort Wayne Pistons back in 1952. He played one season for the Pirates before joining the military for 2 years. He returned to the team in 1955. Played eight seasons, earning All-Star honors in 1959 and 60. He took home an MVP honor in 1960 after hitting .325. The Pittsburgh native also played for the Cardinals and Phillies before ending his career with the Giants.
All right. And now we've come to a name that I definitely remember when this guy splashed onto the scene. What an impression he made right away when he came in. Tell us about Vida Blue.
Yes, former A's, Giants, and Royals pitcher Vida Blue passed away on Saturday at the age of 73. Blue got on the scene in 1971, won the American League MVP and Cy Young Award, going 24-8 with a 1.82 ERA. He had 301 strikeouts that season. In his career, Blue also won the World Series with the A's in 1972, 73, and 74.
Take nothing away from his great pitching career, but what I do remember about Vida Blue is being a left-hander and so on, coming into Fenway Park, is that you know, you're thinking maybe somebody with a short, compact swing could get a hold of one of his blazing fastballs at the time. And I think Rico Petrocelli might have had a home run or two against him. But Sonny Siebert, a Red Sox pitcher who was not a bad hitting pitcher as pitchers go, I think he had a couple of home runs against him in his career. And that's what stands out to me. I love Sonny Siebert and because he could hit, among other things. But he connected off Vida Blue a couple of times when his teammates couldn't.
Yeah, in fact, there was a game in 1971 when the A's came to town that Siebert matched up against Blue when Blue started that run of eight straight wins after his first loss of the season and that great season that he had. So that was quite a matchup at Fenway that night. And I think you are correct from what I remember reading that Rico did hit a home run off of Blue in that particular ball game.
All right. Okay. Well, it's just the short-term memory that's going, Andy. Just the short, you know.
It's all good.
It's all going, Andy. It's all going. Don't let me fool you on that one. All right, Andy. What can we look forward to in this Brave series? Not the Brave series. I'm sorry. The Cardinals series coming up this weekend at Fenway.
Well, on tomorrow night, actually, James Paxton will make his first start in a Red Sox uniform. He's been out with recovering from surgery the last year and a half or so. He's been rehabbing down in Worcester, so he will join the rotation on Friday. Chris Sale will pitch over the weekend as well against the Cardinals. So once the Cardinals leave town, the Mariners come in for three. And then Red Sox hit on a West Coast road trip after that. So we'll see if Red Sox can keep their winning ways going and keep fans pretty happy so far during the season. Definitely playing a lot better than expected the last few weeks or so.
No, absolutely. And it's great seeing Chris Sale doing what he's been doing the last, the last number of starts here for sure. So,
That is key.
Yeah, congrats to him. And let's hope it continues. All right, Andy, we'll talk again soon.
We're looking forward to it.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone here with us on MSONewsSports.com.